Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد إن شاء الله in today's talk we'll be discussing the topic of the love of dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the universe and created among the universe many beauties in this universe. Created man, created a lot of good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in this universe, that we look at it with the beauty that the human eye loves. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has installed in us desires. These desires that we go and fulfill from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us in this dunya. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these desires in us and implanted it in us and created in this dunya what moves these desires and what goes and fulfills these desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave that open for us to go and fulfill it the way that we want. He did not leave everything for us to go and say, anytime that you feel a certain desire, you just go and fulfill it. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put rules and limitations and regulations for these desires. And that's for Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go and see how much we, the humans, can fulfill our goal and objective in this life. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, I have created jinn and mankind just to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in us these desires and put in this universe and created in this universe what fulfills these desires and what makes us run after these desires. When you look at them, you will say, mashallah, this is something that I need. You will be looking at money, someone looking at money or gold. Don't tell me who doesn't, when he see gold and a lot of gold, his eyes doesn't open like this and says, I want it. I want to get it. That's a desire. That's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in us. When the desire or the sexual desire moves inside us, you'll be looking for a wife. You'll be looking for someone to go and fulfill this desire with that. It is open left to you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put rules for that, put regulations for that, did not leave it open. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this dunya with zina, made it beautiful for us. A lot of stuff in this dunya that's beautiful for us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. I'm gonna go over it, inshallah, just go from the Quran and the Sunnah and from the ahadith, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be looking at this dunya. How to look at this dunya? Is it something that we should be spending all our time just chasing this beauty in this dunya and chasing the resources and fulfilling our desires? Or we have to look at something else? Do we have to go and abandon this dunya and all the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in this dunya and leave all of that and focus on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, focus on the salah, focus on the sawm, focus on the ibadat, and leave fulfilling the desires? Or should I just follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do in this. A big example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran is the example of Qarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. Indeed, Qarun was from the قوم of Musa. He was from the people of Musa عليه السلام. فبغى عليهم, and he rudely dealt among them, and he start doing mischief against them. وآتيناه من الكنوز, and we gave Qarun from the treasures that people who are strong men would not be able to carry the keys of this. Just carrying the keys of these treasures, you will have strong men who will not be able to go and carry that. إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح, then his people told him, don't rejoice. Don't be rejoiced with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you all of this treasure, but don't rejoice with that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like the one who rejoices with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And the rejoice here, it doesn't mean that you don't go and feel happy. No, you should feel happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the blessings, as long as you fulfill what the rights of it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on that. The ayat continues and says, وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. So now his قوم, his people, start giving him an advice. Don't rejoice with the wealth and the treasure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to you. What you should do? وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ, and seek with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave you in this dunya, this treasure, seek with it the hereafter, the home in the hereafter. You have all of this treasure that you can buy everything that you want. People will be looking at you and they want to be your friends. Women will be looking at you and they want to go and marry you. You are the rich. You have everything that they want. Gold. You have, give them gold every day. You want to feed them the best food? You will feed them the best food every day. You want to dress them the best dresses? They will dress everything the best every day. And every day they will be changing clothes. And they will be getting the best. You have treasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. But his qawm, his people started advising him. And these are the wise one among his people. We continue and see the story. They're telling him, no, this treasure you have to use it for the hereafter. Seek the hereafter with the treasure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in the dunya. Use it for the hereafter. Use it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. So don't just focus on the akhirah completely with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You only will be focusing on the akhirah. You will be doing all the deeds. You have all your money, you will go and donate it. You will pay it zakah, you will be supporting everything, and then you leave yourself without anything. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And don't forget your share of this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this dunya for you, so you can live and achieve your goal in the akhirah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about this dunya, the man, the Muslim, should be living in this dunya as a traveler. So this dunya is something that's just something that's intermediate for you, something that you need to just pass it so you can go to your goal. And your goal is, in the hereafter you live in the Jannah. In the hereafter you gain the pleasure of Allah, you gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you enter in the Jannah. And that Jannah is where the beauty, the dunya according to the Jannah is nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many ayat talks about the dunya, it's like a mata' in the akhirah. And mata' is just something that you use in this dunya temporarily. So it's a temporal pleasure. All what you see in this dunya, All the bounties and the pleasures and the things that excite us, the things that we love, the things that we will be losing. Sometimes people lose their minds, lose their deen, lose their, you know, their religion, all of that, just chasing these pleasures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these pleasures are temporal. All what you see in this dunya is just a small thing in the akhirah. So you will be in this dunya chasing everything, but in the akhirah you lost focus. In the akhirah, what you are chasing here is very small. It's very small. You are promised heavens with all what you are seeing in the dunya. Heavens, and it's not comparable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةُ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share in this dunya. You need to live your life in this dunya. But the dunya should not be your focus. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And be good. Be good the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been good to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you all of that. So be nice and be good the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been good. Be good to the people with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Be treating the people well. Help the people with the money that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the treasure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So this is still the advice that the people around Qarun are giving him. وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And don't seek mischief in this earth. Don't seek that. With the money that gives you power, with the money that might give you an honor in this dunya, with the money that might give you dignity in this dunya, that you think will give you this dignity in this dunya, don't seek with that mischief. People will be looking at you with respect. People will be want to be your friends, want to help you, want to support you, want to be with you. Don't use that for mischief. Use it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you. Be good to the people the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been good to you and He gave you the bounties. Inna Allah la yuhibbu al-mufsideen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like the ones who do mischief. So don't be like that. Then look at the response of Qarun. قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي أولم يعلم أن الله قد أهلك من قبله من القرون من هو أشد منه قوة وأكثر جمعا ولا يسأل عن ذنوبهم المجرمون قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. So when they gave him the advice that use you this money wisely, be good the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been good to you. Spend it for the sake of the akhirah. And don't forget living in your dunya. Then comes the arrogance. Come and says, all of this money, all of this treasure, I have collected with my knowledge. I have worked hard for it. I spent all the time in my life collecting all of it. It's with my... I sweat for this. I worked very hard to get all of this treasure. And now you come and tell me that be good the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been good to you? No, I worked hard for this money. I made that money. I made these treasures. Why should I be good to the others? It's my money. I am the one who compiled all of this. I'm the one who worked hard to get all of this treasure. It's mine. Why should I go and do something? Why should I go and give the people? Why should I be good to the people? Why I should not be using my power with this money? Why? I'm the one who made all of that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right away He says, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلَهُ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ. Doesn't he know? Doesn't he know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destroyed before him many أقوام, many nations, and those who were أشد منه قوة وأكثر جمعة, and they were more powerful than him, they are more stronger than him, وأشد وأكثر جمعة, and they had more money, they had more treasure, and they had a lot of people around them, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. So he's getting to the stage of arrogance, the stage where he doesn't see anything, everything, this is my work. This is my dunya that I live in. this is my treasure that I have collected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds him, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destroyed before you nations who are stronger than you and they have more wealth than you. وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't go and ask the mujrimeen for their sins. He doesn't go and hold them accountable for it. Once the time of destruction comes, خلاص, it's over. Time of destruction. Because they were not listening to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to go and use the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or obey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, in this surah, I'm quoting the ayat from Surah Al-Qasas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونُ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ Then he went out to his people wearing the best clothes that he has. The best. Whether it's gold, whether it's made out of whatever, the best he has. And then when the people looked at him, some of the people when they looked at him, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا The ones who love and the ones who wants this dunya, this hayat al-dunya. And by the way, al-hayat al-dunya, dunya means something that's very, it's close to you. It's very near to you. So this haya is very near to us. It's near. And that's why al-hayat al-akhirah is al-haya, which is the hereafter. So al-hayat al-dunya is the thing that's close to you. That's the word dunya. Dunya means it's near. So that's al-hayat al-dunya. They want this life that they live in, where they don't have the focus on the akhirah. The ones who want this, and they want this dunya, they said, يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ We hope, we wish that we have like what Qarun has. We wish, we want that. We look at Bill Gates and we say, we want what Bill Gates has. We look at, you know, the richest people in the world, we say, we want that. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in us something. We'll talk about it later, inshallah. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified in the eyes of the people things, and money is one of them. Money was one of them. So you look at the people who are rich, and some people who want this dunya. Look, the people who want this dunya, this is what Allah says. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا The ones who want this dunya, the ones who are attached to this life, the ones who see nothing but this life, they don't see the hereafter, what they're saying? يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا We wish that we have what Qarun has. All of this treasure, we wish it's ours. إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ He is so truly, greatly fortunate that he has all of this treasure. So look at their measure of the things, because they attach to this dunya, they look at Qarun as fortunate because of all the treasure that he has. But they forget his personality, they forget his disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They forget that he is not doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do with this treasure. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ Now the ones who have the knowledge, the ones who have the knowledge of this, the knowledge of the deen, they come and told the people, wow, distress, woe, distress on you. What are you talking about? وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ The reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much better than what Qarun has. لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا For the one who believes and he did the good deeds. وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ And no one will get this reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except the ones who are patient. The ones who are patient, the one who is patient on his poverty, the one who is patient on seeing the people doing all crazy things to get in this dunya, they go and deal with the riba, they go and chase girls just to fulfill their desires, they go and gamble, they do all of that, and you are sitting here and you're poor, you're barely making it, and you're patient, and you're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the rest are not thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to go and do business. Whether it's haram or halal, they don't care. As long as I'm going to make the money. My focus is money. I want to go and get married to the most beautiful girl, whether it's a Muslim or not a Muslim, whether she follows the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or doesn't follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't care. I want to go and fulfill my desires. I want to go and start watching pictures, whatever it's good or bad or whatever, to fulfill a desire. I cannot afford it to get married, so let me try to fulfill desire through things that are cheap and easy. I want to go and fulfill it. But be patient. وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. And no one will get it. You will get the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except the one who are patient. The ones who are patient on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them much, this is what they get. They have to be patient and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the ones who will get the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in the surah and says, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضَ فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth to swallow him up and with his house and his treasure. فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ. And there were no people who can go and support him and protect him from being swallowed in the earth with all the treasure that he has, that the people you have, group of people, men who cannot carry just the key. Imagine all of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a second it's gone. Him and his wealth and his house, in seconds it's gone. And there are no one who can go and support him and stop that. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. And he was not able to defend himself. So with all that money, with all that treasures, with all that arrogance that he had, and the strength that he feels, he was not able to even support himself and defend himself when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that it's his end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, now talking about the people who were wishing that they have what Qarun has.
وأصبح الذين تمنوا مكانه بالأمس يقولون ويكأن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر لولا أمن الله علينا لخسف بنا ويكأنه لا يفلح الكافرون.
وأصبح الذين تمنوا مكانه بالأمس. And in the morning, the people who were wishing that they are in his position and they had what Qarun has, they start saying, وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Oh, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends and increases rizq to whoever he wants. مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ. And he restricts also the rizq to whoever he wants. So he gave Qarun, and he did not give them. That he destroyed Qarun, but they are still alive, with a chance.
لولا أن من الله علينا لخسف بنا.
But if it's not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us, we will be swallowed on the earth, and we will be destroyed like Qarun.
ويكأنه لا يفلح الكافرون.
Ah, as if the kafirun will not be successful. They will not be successful. So now they realized, come to the truth, that this is the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the rizq to whoever he wants, extends it to whoever he wants, and he holds it on whoever he wants. And where if you are patient on that, and you give the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever you have been given, then you will be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
That's the hereafter, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to the ones who do not want to be arrogant and do not want to do mischief in this life. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
And the best reward is for the righteous ones. So look at the story of Qarun. It's the story of the money that in this dunya is the money that people look at. If you want to go and buy a car, you need money. If you want to buy a house, you need money. If you want to get married, you need money. If you want to go to a doctor, you need money. If you want all of that, you need money. And money is one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in this dunya for us, something that pleases us, something that we go and chase, something it's something that we desire. غَرِيزَةُ التَّمَلُّكُ, it's the desire of ownership. You want to go and own things. And money makes you own whatever you want. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this story of Qarun, to tell, no, it's not about the money. It's about what you do with the rights on the money. Do you follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to do with this money or not? And don't spend your life chasing that money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give rizq to whoever He wants. Don't spend all of your life just chasing that money and put all your love, which we love the money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it beautiful in the eyes of the people. Made it beautiful that you look at the desires of, you like women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that He put it in us. You like the opposite sex, women. والبنين, and having kids, when you get married, you want to have kids. والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة, and the hoards of gold and silver, piles of gold and silver. We like that. والأنعام والحرث, and the horses, والخيل المسومة, and the horses. And these horses represent power. We like to be powerful. Horses at the time of the Jahiliyyah, at the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they represent power. The one who has horse, he has power. He can go and fight. He's a fighter. He can go and fight. Represents power. So that's something that we like. We like to have the power. وَالْأَنْعَامِ, and we like to have the wealth, cattle, and the lands. والحرث ذلك متاع الدنيا. This is the possession of this world. This is the متاع of this dunya. This is the possession of what you get in this world. والله عنده حسن المآب. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a better than this. So if you look at in this dunya, all the temptations that we have in this dunya, all the things that we might be chasing and we love in this dunya, it doesn't go outside of this. An-nisa, women, kids, gold and silver, money, and power, horse, which is having the strength and the power, and having land, ownership, you own all of that. It doesn't go beyond all of that. This is what we have in the earth. This is what we have in this dunya. This is what we have in this dunya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us and put in us the desires to like that. Put in us the desires to like all of that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, زُيِّنَ. It's made to you. It's made that you go and chase it. You go and like it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that desire in you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you to go and spend all the time chasing this. Yes, we like money. But you want to go and earn money so you can live a decent life. And if you can, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want you to get. It's not written that you will get this much money. What do? You start complaining or you be patient? You be patient on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you go and work and you become billionaire. You become billionaire. You're gonna put the rights of the money that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on the money, that you have to go and give it, and you have to go and give it its rights. So one thing from this dunya is the money. The other thing is the women. Women, we go and we, humans, you go and chase. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that desire in us. You see a beautiful woman, you will be wishing whether she's your wife or she's your girlfriend or whatever, depending on what you think. Desire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in us.
But what do you do after that? What's the action that you will be doing? You love the money. What's the action that you will be doing? You love the power. What's the action that you will do? That's nothing wrong with loving money, with loving power, with loving women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's something that He put in us. But what do I do, my actions? These actions that I do are the important thing. These actions will tell me whether I'm following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this dunya, and I'll become a slave for this dunya, and I love this dunya, or I will be just passing in this dunya and my focus is on the akhirah. My focus is on the akhirah. That's where I should be. I love money, I will go in the halal way. It might be very difficult. It might be very difficult. But it's the halal way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to go and do it. And will I be spending my time 24 hours just trying to earn that money? No. There are other things in my life that I need to do. I need to take care of my family. I need to take care of my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to call for this deen. I need to go and discuss with the people. I need to carry this da'wah. I need to worry about my family. I need to worry about the community. I need to worry about the humanity in large. That's something that I have to do. So will I be able to do this while focusing just on business, money all the time? No. Focusing, or if I'm someone who's, you know, the sexual desire is pushing him, I'll be focusing on what? Going always after girls or after women, after girls or after women. What's going to happen to this life? What's going to happen? You will see that your life will be going 5 years, 10 years from now, you will find yourself, you're gone. You already emerged in this dunya to the point where sins are compiling and you will be thinking whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you or not. You will be thinking whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you or not. So the focus, once the focus on the money, the focus on women, the focus on just getting anything from this, you know, this dunya, the focus on, you know, being powerful, building your personality as the one who is the leader, just for the purpose of having that strength and having that power among the people. You will work hard on it and you will get it. But are you doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or for the sake of this dunya? So you can take whatever you want at any time, or people can listen to you at any time? This is dunya. This is in the dunya. This is for, you do it for the love of the dunya. Or you will be doing it for the akhirah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is important when we do these actions that we have our intention for what? And we do it according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this doesn't mean that we leave this dunya. Doesn't mean that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Say, who has forbidden the beauty of this dunya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for His slaves, for His servants, وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ, and all of this good tasting things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created on this earth. Say it is for the believers in this dunya, khalisa, purely for them, and in the hereafter. So yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for you, created you things in this dunya. But you take what's needed so you can achieve your goal and objective. And your goal and objective is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attaining His pleasure so you can go to the Jannah in the hereafter. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you not to focus on the dunya, so you don't focus on the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, when He says, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ, the long priorities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warning us
Let me just read it and translate it. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here talks about the love of something. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ أَبَاكُمْ, say if your parents, وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ and your brothers, وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ and your spouses, وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ and your tribes, وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا and the money that you have earned, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا and the trade that you are afraid that you might gonna lose, وَمَسَاكِنَ تَرْضَوْنَهَا and houses that you live in that you like and you love, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, you love it. This is the dunya. Family, money, business, this is the dunya. Azwaj, spouses, wives, this is the dunya. This is completely the dunya. أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله. You love it more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger and fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing jihad for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us from this love. The love of this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us and say, فتربصوا, then wait. حتى يأتي الله بأمره. Wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come and decides what to do with you. It's left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it open to the day of judgment. If you love your father, if you love your mother, if you love your brother, if you love your money, if you love your wealth, if you love your business, if you love your house that you live in, if you love this dunya more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger and talking to yourself about jihad fi sabilillah, if you love that more than Allah and the Prophet and jihad fi sabilillah, wait. Warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wait. Priorities in our life. It has to be set in the right way. Yes, I respect my father. Yes, I need to work to get the money. Yes, I need to go and get married. It's like the three Sahaba who came and asked the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he does. And then at the end, what they said, I will go and fast all the year. The other one said, I will go and pray all the time. The third one, I will go, I will not get married. They want to disconnect themselves from the dunya. They want to focus on the ibadat, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, and not worry about the dunya. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and tells us, no, I am the Prophet who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the Jannah and gave me this message. I will sleep and I will do qiyam. I will marry women at the same time, and I will go on. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that yes, there is in this dunya, there is things that you have to take, and you have to take, but you take the minimum that's needed for you to survive, and your focus always has to be on the hereafter. Otherwise, if your focus is on this dunya, wait for the warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preparing for you at the day of judgment? It's left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a hadith says, فَوَاللَّهِ لَلْفَقْرُ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ وَاللَّهِ لَلْفَقْرُ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, well, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't fear poverty on you, وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تَبْسُطَ عَلَيْكُمْ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا بَسُطَتْ عَلَى مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. But I fear on you that the dunya will open for you. The dunya will be opening for you. Everything you will get in this dunya. You want money, there is money. You want power, there is power. You want wealth, there is wealth. You want kids, there is kids. You want everything that you want. Everything that you want, the dunya will give it to you. It will be open in front of you. This is what I fear on you. فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا بُسِطَتْ عَلَى الَّذِينَ أَكَمَا بُسِطَتْ عَلَى مَنْ كَانَ بَقَبْلَكُمْ. In the way that it was opened to the ones before you. فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا. And then you start competing on this dunya the way that they competed. وَتُهْلِكُكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. And it will destroy you. This dunya that you are competing for, it's going to destroy you the way it destroyed the ones before you.
This is the fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had on the Muslims. The Muslims, who some of them were poor and some of them were rich. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning all the Muslims that it's going to open. And you look when Persian was defeated and all the treasure came to Al-Madinah, piles of the treasure came to Al-Madinah. This is the saying. This is what Umar mentioned. This is what Umar reminded the Muslims of this hadith. This was the fear that the dunya has opened to them, and this openness, if you are not careful, then it will destroy you. You will be competing in this dunya, it will destroy you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also another hadith says, يُوشِكُ الْأُمَمُ أَن تَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْأَكَلَةُ عَلَى قَصْعَتِهَا فَقَالَ قَائِلٌ وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بل أنتم يومئذ كثير ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل ولينزعن الله من صدور عدوكم المهابة منكم وليقذفن الله في قلوبكم الوهن فقال قائل يا رسول الله وما الوهن قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the one of, you know, the Prophet ﷺ is talking about our days and the days of the Muslims before us. يُوشِكُ الْأُمَمُ أَن تَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ The nations will gather around you. Like the way when they gather on the food and in the dish. Then someone asked the Prophet ﷺ, you will be small in number at that time? He said, the Prophet ﷺ said, no, you will be many. You will be large number, you will be many. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ This many, this large number, it's like the foam on the river. Has no weight, weightless. وَلِيَنْزَعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمْ مَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away from the hearts of your enemy, your fear. The fear that your enemy should have, because you're a Muslim and you're carrying the haqq, and you're carrying the banner of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take that fear away from their hearts. وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهَنِ And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so He will take away from their hearts the fear, you are the fear that they fear you, and He will put in your hearts wahan. And Allah will put in our hearts the wahan. And someone, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's wahan? They don't know. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ The love of this dunya and the hate of death. The love of this dunya and the hate of death. Look at our situation, what we live in. When we had that wahan, which is our focus, started to be the dunya. We focus on wealth. We focus on, you know, having the best clothes. We focus on driving the best car. We focus on driving, focus on, you know, having the best wife in terms of beauty, not in terms of her manners and her akhlaq and her, you know, character. Will be she able to be responsible for taking care of the house and raising the kids and all of that? And our personality also focusing on the dunya. We become completely hubb al-dunya, taken by that. And when we're reminded by death, we'll fear. The fear comes into our hearts. We don't want to die. We want to continue in this dunya. As if this dunya became our akhirah. As if this dunya became our akhirah. And we forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the Muslims who are patient on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, He promised them al-jannah. With all the bounties that you see in this dunya multiplied. You want a beautiful wife and you can't get it in dunya? You have hurun ayn. You have the hurun ayn that your eyes never saw. Dedicated to you. Dedicated to you in the hereafter. Then once you start thinking the right way, you leave the woman in this dunya. If you can marry, get married, yes, alhamdulillah. If you can't, be patient on that. Islam teaches you how to be patient on that. Then once you're patient on it, and you die like that, you will have hurun ayn. Something you never see in your dunya here.
You're poor. And you're patient on that. And you don't complain. And you say Alhamdulillah for all of that. And you don't go and deal with riba and all that. And you don't go and take loan. You don't go and do all of that. And then in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you with whatever you want. What do you want? مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِعَتْ. These are the words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what? Being patient on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you. And your love for this dunya is the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he loved this dunya, loved it in a way what? As a traveler. You pass by a place, I'm passing by that place. I'm passing by that dunya. I will have memories in this dunya, but this dunya for me is just a place that I pass by so I can go to Al-Jannah, so I can go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the hubb al-dunya. So we the Muslims, I should not be hating the dunya. It's not about hating the dunya. No, it's not about that I hate the dunya. I need to take from this dunya what I need in order to be successful in the hereafter. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبُكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share from this dunya. You still you have to eat, still you have to get married, still you have to have the money. But you don't go and spend all your time and have all your brain focused on how do I get that, how do I do that, how do I do, and then you're missing your salah, you're missing your ibadat, you're missing your obligations toward yourself, toward your family, toward your brothers, toward your community, toward the ummah at large, toward the whole universe at large. You're missing that because of materialistic. And unfortunately, we live in this time nowadays. We live in this time, the materialistic world, where everything is material. Everything that we're looking at is the dunya. I'm looking after the dunya, after the dunya, after the dunya. Wealth, cars, best clothes, best ties, best suit. Everything I'm looking for, the best brand name this, brand name that. Whatever it is, this is what I'm looking for. The best shoes, the best. Okay, what are you preparing for the akhirah? The best of what? The best of your salah? The best of your istiqamah, steadfastness on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you preparing the best for the akhirah? Or for the dunya you want the best of as much money as you want, and the best clothes, the best cars, the most beautiful wife, the best button for the hereafter? I don't think of the best. I think of the bare minimum that I need to do just to stay a Muslim. With that, will I be focusing on al-akhirah to achieve my goal? Or I'm focusing in this dunya and the dunya has taken me and I drifted. And al-iyadu billah, at one point, if I'm drifted, I might get to the point of kufr. And I might be doing al-kabar just because of this dunya. Because once you are going through this dunya and then you start comparing yourself with other people, oh, this guy has the BMW, this guy has the Lexus, this guy has that, this guy has the biggest houses, and I want this, I want that. And also your wife will be saying, okay, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that, I need the best car, why she is this, why she is that. Your kids want the best clothes because they're comparing with their friends, with their classmates, with all of that. Okay, you're now busy with the dunya. You're busy with the dunya. What have you done with your kids so their focus is the akhirah? What have you done with your wife's shoes so the focus of the akhirah? What have you done for yourself so your focus is the akhirah, not the dunya? أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فيفوز المستغفرون استغفر الله. Inshallah, we'll stop here.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com, as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.